Ranger's Apprentice, Book 3, The Ice-Bound Land.
Oh, God, what is that? Evanlyn said softly, pointing to the north. The thin, dark line that Arrak had seen was now a roiling black mass only a quarter of a kilometre away, sweeping down on them faster than a horse could gallop. The two of them huddled close to the base of the mast, trying to wrap their arms all the way round the rough pine pole, scrabbling for a grip with their fingernails. Then the sun was blotted out as the storm hit them. The sheer force of the wind took Will's breath away. Literally. This wasn't a wind like any Will had ever known. This was a savage, living, primeval force that wrapped around him, deafening him, blinding him, punching the breath out of his lungs and preventing him taking another, smothering him as it tried to claw his grip loose. His eyes were shut tight as he struggled to breathe, holding desperately to the mast. Dimly, he heard Evanlyn scream and felt her begin to slip away from him. He grabbed blindly at her, caught her hand, and dragged her back. The first massive wave struck, and the wolf ship's bow canted up at a terrifying angle. They began to rise up the face of the wave, then the ship faltered and began to slide, backwards and downwards. Svengel and Arrak screamed at the rowers. Their voices were plucked away by the wind, but the crew, their backs to the storm, could see and understand their body language. They heaved on the oars, bending the oak shafts with their efforts, and the backward slide slowly eased. The ship began to claw its way up the face of the wave, rising higher and higher, moving more and more slowly, until Will was sure they must begin the terrible backward sliding motion again.